Chapter 16. Jewels from Heaven Going into the Well of Life. In the Spirit, I saw the sayings and the words of Jesus coming down from heaven. Each verse of the words of Christ was a sparkling jewel. A whole cluster of jewels were coming down and landed upon a bondservant. The jewel would get soft, almost like a gummy bear, and they were sticking to the person as they landed upon him. Then all the different jewels, ruby, emerald, diamond, sapphire, topaz, carbuncle, all began to melt and go inside of the bondservant. Then I saw a deep, deep well in the bondservant's soul. The jewels melted into the water inside the well. This is the well of everlasting life, the well of salvation, and the waters of Yeshua. The water turned different colors, red, then blue, then golden, then green. Different people would come to the well to drink. Whatever their need was, the water would be colored with the type of jewel that was exactly what that person needed. Kingdom Principle. A Samaritan woman has a life-changing encounter with Jesus. He speaks to her. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband, in that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." John 4:10-26. On the last great day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." John 7:37-38. "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David." Isaiah 55:1-3. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him who hears say, Come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17.